Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, know to inspire, motivate, and impact. Welcome back, Soar Nation. And on the episode today, we have with us the Steamworks crew. Gentlemen, can we just go around and just introduce yourselves? Go first.
My name is Phil Cooper.
Co-founder, CEO,
Steamworks,
and
Akutu Respect. My name is Guy Nordich, co-founder, COO, Steamworks, Akutu.
All right. Awesome. How do you guys decide, hey, you know what? I'm not going to do traditional cleaning. I'm going to do steam cleaning. How did that whole thing come about?
It's a long story. Okay, well, let's start it. About six years ago, I was employed with BPI. System plan operator there, Blue Hills, and I always knew that I would be entrepreneur. My mother and father were both entrepreneurs. They did work for them, corporate jobs
right.
for about 12 years apiece. And then my dad did 14 years with Balfour Beatty. That's a old engineering firm that was down here in the 90s or the 80s, I think. And the 80s. And my mom, she owned Hollis Bakery. Some people may be familiar with that. It was on Robinson Road. We had two locations, one on Robinson Road, one on Ponciano.
Right.
So I really get my business mojo and dynamic
right.
from that, but just
blood.
No schooling, Google. Right. But to sum it up, your question was, why steam? It was interesting. And we already, I like us. I love it. Anything to move, anything fast,
right.
anything slow, whatever. As long as it can move.
With no wheels.
Yeah.
And have a motor.
I interested. So
right.
that coupling with just having a love for detailing from small, and when I got my first car myself,
right.
I was like, there's something I can do. Then I stumbled across a piece of technology that I thought was going to be powerful. Low environmental impact solution for multiple applications, but the applications I saw that was most fitting
right.
was for detailing, and it just was magic from there. I pulled Kai into the fold, showed him the gym, and his wife Kate, and they said, you know what, Jeremy, we'll message you, let's do it. They jumped on board. Kai being a car guy himself, Kate
right.
being into media and marketing and everything else, she was like, okay,
right.
let's do it. The team started. Phil, we reached out to Phil. Phil being a big enthusiast and body guy and everything else,
right.
we knew that he would bring a different aspect or a different facet to the team. So
also a different knowledge.
Yeah, different knowledge base.
That we got.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
So that's the cumulative what happened in a short little mashup right there.
All right. you want to add something?
Yeah, sure. Well, like he said, you know what I mean. So. Me and him used to sit down, and he threw this idea to me, right? And I was like, damn, I watched the videos on YouTube and stuff like that, I started researching on the machine and everything like that, because I'm a hands-on guy,
right?
You know what I mean? I like to work with my hands, and I'm a tech guy too, So I love innovative ways that we could do the things that we've been doing for years, but quicker, faster, more efficient. And also the eco-friendly aspect of it, So
right.
when I started to research, I called him, I said, boy, you on to something, And I said,
right.
you on to something? I said, well, all right, let's take it a step further, We started
right.
talking about structure, how we can set up the business, how we can lay out the plans, what we can do, what's the rollout, how we can market, who's going to be our target demographic, all these things, and then we just came together. Came together, like he said, got the wife on board, and then
I was just that.
Right. Well, listen, so anybody knows, any married man listening to this, want to be at the whiteboard, but listen, it's over, it's a wrap. That's it. So I mean, as it pertains to actual cleaning, like doing obtaining cars or doing carpet cleaning, I mean, did you guys have any background on that?
Well, like he said, right, car cleaning was every Saturday thing, right? Mm-hmm. Me, my brother, my friends, like anybody who know me and know me from long time,
right?
They've been by the old man house,
right?
They wash their car there. You understand? They say that was the spot to wash the car. I'm telling you, any if you live in the east, you pass by Tower State,
right?
Them boys at it again,
right?
I'm telling you, you know what I mean. Park cars already. That's where we're selling them. All the cars park in the front of the yard. Everything gleaming. You know. So so like I think personally, that's Bahamian culture. You know what I mean?
Car culture.
You know what I mean? Just to wipe down your ride. You know what I mean? Take pride in your vehicle.
I don't think we have the capital or we don't invest in it to the extent as our friends in the north and in the states, but I think Bahamians are just as enthusiastic about vehicles as any North American, Canadian, or whatever. Our marketplace may not be as robust as all the other marketplaces, but
the knowledge about cleaning cars and how to clean them, it might not be there, like you said, the guys in the States and stuff like that, you know what I mean? They have all that readily available, you know what I mean? And it's like, and then also too, you know what I mean? It's something for them to do, you know what I mean? Cause it's like, okay, but this is how you do it. You know what I mean? There's a big market for what we do, but they see the problem here in the Bahamas is that we don't have that, knowledge to say, hey, this is why we do this, you know what I mean?
Right.
Especially with our intense sun and our salt with air, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is the reason why our service is so important too, because preventative maintenance is something we totally disregard. We disregarded with our own body.
Yeah.
Right. We'd rather eat a bunch of foolishness than when we get there.
Yeah.
Halfway done, halfway finished.
Right.
Or maybe you're a chination or let me take the steak from the bush. No, no. You're supposed to be doing that as you go. Which is the same thing for your car or the plane.
Right.
Which is why a person that owns a vehicle that costs $1.5 million a lot more into it in terms of this upkeep and its preventive maintenance as opposed to somebody who's gone on be forward. Please do not knock me.
I ordered the last to be forward just to make your
I can tell you right now, it's always all about the value.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how much you spend.
No,
it's
not value. Exactly.
Right.
And I'm glad you say that because with that value, how much you care about it would show in your preventive maintenance.
In your preventive maintenance.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Because, like my grandmother used to tell me, right? You don't want to spend the money, right, to buy good food and things that's healthy for you, right? But you'd rather spend all them thousands of dollars for the doctor to fix what already gone wrong.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So,
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you don't think it makes sense to nip it in the bud the first time before I get to a point where, hey, I have to seek outside help to help me to, you know, deal with this problem. You see what I'm saying? So,
it translates to the vehicle.
But the thing about it, everything in life is always about education. You know, even persons who own aircrafts, they don't know everything that is because you know. So some people just have a lot of money.
And that's
sure.
If you have five, what do you need five? If you have two black cards in your wallet, you see a commercial on the aircraft flying. Daddy, I want that one. Swipe the card. Boom.
Let's get it.
You don't know the first thing about it. But I remember when we first elected a few weeks ago, you know, one of the questions that I had because I actually do I won't say minor, but I do light interior cleaning. That's what I call it. Light, you know, like the Russian. So I want to know, I'm sure our listening audience, everyone listening on the podcast and on my YouTube channel and on IGTV, they would want to know what is the difference between traditional interior cleaning and steam cleaning.
You're talking about leaps and bounds in sanitation, completely. So you're looking at a heat application, steam provides heat, right? When you're talking about sickness or anything else like that, when a person is sick, they usually go to a sauna, you know? So steam,
hot tea,
whatever. But in the application of steam itself, you're talking about getting rid of viruses, germs, mold spores. All of these things that can be eradicated with a brush cloth and a towel. You see what I'm saying? So, and that's where we wanted to focus most, especially providing a service to our people that we feel that they deserve. You know what I mean? A lot of people look at it and be like, oh, they're missing, you know, like, just give them a rag and a bucket and whatever, and they find whatever. No, not for me. I am the type of person, I believe, if I deserve it and I feel like, you know, it's worth it, then everybody else should have the opportunity to utilize the same, you know what I mean? To me, I don't feel like nothing is good enough or too good for us.
Right.
So, that's and this is how I look at it, and this is what we do, bring the best.
Yeah. Because one of the things that actually interesting about it was when you were actually talking about how when poisonous clean an aircraft or a car vehicle, whether it be bus or whatever, you know, in that environment there's a bunch of recycled dry air. And I have a 3-year-old and I have a 1-year-old. And you know, the environment, all of that is very
toxic. Especially when it adds up. And if you're talking about the average person, let's give a scenario now. So you get yourself a single female, right? Two children. She probably clean her car on the outside maybe once every month or so. Inside of the car maybe once every
six months.
You see what I'm saying? You have children inside, food particles, all of this stuff going on. And you wonder why you walk in your car, you're fine today, you walk in your car and 24 hours later you're sick as a dog.
Right.
Because you have no fecal matter or baby pompous juice somewhere.
Right. Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
also to sort of cut you off,
no,
right, but not to mention, right? Okay. I love my country, right? But we don't have the cleanest streets.
No.
You see what I'm saying? All the stuff that we walk and we tracking on the bottom of our foot,
right
there in your car.
Yep.
Right? And see, the thing about it is people think once you put a germ there, that germ stay there. Mm-hmm. No, that's a living organism.
Yeah.
That can go from here all the way to the end of the table. You understand what I'm saying? So you're saying some moving in your car.
Right?
You're touching them, right? You wonder why, how come I get sick? I wasn't around the baby ain't go off of my face, right? But the baby go off on the surfaces, the baby touch the surface.
Right?
You putting your arm on the steering wheel, you putting your arm on your mouth, your face, you understand what I'm saying? Those germs traveling, going to your nose. This right here?
Right.
This is where you get sick.
Right.
Your nose and your mouth, that's the entryway to germs entering your body and contaminating your system. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Is that something that people don't think about?
No.
Right? Now, you asked a question earlier, what's the difference? The difference is the health benefit.
Yep.
Right?
The biggest.
Because the steam is coming out of our nozzle at 216 degrees Fahrenheit. You see what I'm saying? The water in the bucket, right? And that same dollar that you've been using for about a year now, that's what they wiping your car down.
So you got
the same one.
All the car wash dudes. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, but just saying, you know, that's the reality of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people are not taking that into consideration.
Yeah.
They think about, hey, this is my health that I'm dealing with.
Right.
My children are in the car.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to keep a clean house. I want to keep a germ-free house, a virus-free house. You know what I mean?
And that's probably why our demographic is most likely people with large disposable income, I guess, well off. Because they have that appreciation for health.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
They do, they care about it. So I think it's a common thing that when people come rich, the second thing is longevity. They would stay alive for as long as possible.
Yeah.
So knowing this information that, you know, we can do this and this will keep that at bay and this is a regimen or a routine for that, they will invest in that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the goal is for us to be able to have everybody partake and be able to enjoy the benefits of having their vehicles steam clean. That's why in the not too, you know, in the not too short future, we plan on expanding and developing satellites. So right now our operation is completely mobile.
Right.
So with the advent of the, with our expansion and
right.
with the creation of the satellites, we'll be able to cheapen the cost
right.
without sacrificing the value of the service.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the average person now would be able to say, well, okay, you know, I could invest $65 to get my car down on the inside, stay
right.
and clean,
right.
my baby coming home, or we just picking up from the hospital, let me do this. These little evidence we get. Of course, you know, we bother making the girl look good now. Trust me, we got it now. But we
yeah.
our focus,
right. focus
is there.
Yeah. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's our
right.
focus. And the actual sustainability
yeah.
of the actual service itself.
Yeah.
And to actually get people involved and thinking
yeah.
about environmentally friendly practices.
Right.
Because
right.
that's our main goal. I mean, besides making your car look good
yeah.
and healthy and clean and sanitized, right, is the eco-friendly
right.
aspect of it.
Yes.
Right? Because we use, I think, less than a quarter of the amount of water that a traditional car cleaning would use. Right?
Right.
Also, too, it's better for the environment,
mm-hmm.
right? Because all our chemicals, right, and I can't even say chemicals, right,
yeah.
but all our solutions
yeah.
are
right.
plant-based, right,
awesome.
And eco-friendly.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So there's no harsh chemicals at all that say, you know, you throw your runoff water, like, you know,
right.
back on the tower guys, they throw the runoff water, that go into the soil, that go into
the water table.
Right.
You know what I mean? That goes in the soil, saturates into the soil, right?
Right.
So you have contaminated soil, you have contaminated water.
Right.
Right. Pure water for our steam. There's
right.
no additives, no
right.
anything. It's just 100% water.
Yep. So all that is growth
yeah.
to the plants.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So, and then everything that we use, right, it goes back into the environment, right? It's environmentally neutral. You
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Right.
It would never ever alter the state of anything
yeah.
that we have here. It won't
no.
kill the birds, the plants, the bugs, none of that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So,
because I just was thinking just now. That one of the areas I think you should target as well, and I think you mentioned to me briefly. I don't want to be letting the cat out of the bag, stuff like that. But
yeah,
like these are commercial aircraft, Bahamas Air, and these other things. You know,
I am so glad that you brought up Bahamas Air.
No,
I am so glad. Because
yeah.
our beautiful CMO over there, right? She found an article about the
inside the aircraft.
Right.
And I think if my memory serves me correct, it's like what, 10 times or 100 times that of a public toilet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
so,
you
know, you have the most bougiest people on the plane. Even the ones in first class believe they're
right.
enjoying something.
Exactly.
But all of y'all. Just in the same cesspool.
Right.
See,
pretty much. Right.
And like you said, in closed space, you're breathing
right.
in the
same
air.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Those toxins, right,
mm-hmm.
the germs, all of that, that's in the filter. Right?
Yep. Right.
The blow is pushing that through the filter, yep.
out the vents,
right into
back
your nostril.
Yep.
We already talked about nostril and mouth.
And we already talked about sharing enclosed space
right.
with about, what? 150 different people,
right.
so everybody is a different body,
right.
right? We don't know what's going on. This one might have the flu today, the next one might have, you know what,
yeah. right.
everything going on, and we have the same night.
Well,
and this happens, what, I don't know, we ain't gonna call it bomb, so you just leave that, but
right.
airlines in general,
commercial airlines,
because I love bombers here,
right.
I will never stop flying you, but let's get it together, we here,
yeah.
right? Let's get it together.
Something to think about.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure that once you know the powers that be at Bahamasia really get a win of what he's doing and how
right.
they're doing it,
yeah.
I think they're gonna be inclined to get on board.
Yeah. Definitely, I believe so. So, what are tools? What are the platforms are you using to get the word out? And who are you targeting first?
Oh, well, I mean, we like to create, we like music, we young, me and old. So
we utilize and all.
We utilize everything. Yeah. But you know, these are our beautiful assistants when it comes to that part of it. But creatively, I feel like music. We use a lot of music in our marketing.
Right. A lot of visuals.
Because that's, you know, video content is what, 84% of marketing right now, and I think that will increase even more so in the next couple of years. But Instagram, Facebook, we have basically all the platforms, LinkedIn.
Our website.
Oh, at Steamworks, I'm sorry. So it's at Steamworks on every platform you can find. LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, and...
Spell it.
Spell? Oh, Steamworks, sorry. Steamworks, at STEAMWORXS. Steamworks. At Steamworks on any platform you want to use.
And
www.steamworks.com,
right? WORXS.com.
So different, all of the information is gonna be right there to the bottom. Alright, so I'll have everything there in place.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, how long have you been around?
Okay, so we launched the company last year, October. Spent a few months getting the craft together, getting the methodology and everything together. And now we just said this coming October will make us money. So, but in all of it, we're talking about the totality of the development, talking about probably 7 years in it. So the whole idea and concept behind Steam, which was something I was building while still in Brooklyn.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, universe just conspired and certain things happened with my last employer that, you know, made me get a position to be, you know, mobile. I took advantage of the opportunity and there we go.
Because I told you earlier, I actually went on Instagram and I saw the videos. Videos are awesome. And I think just as a suggestion, if you don't mind. You can like do more skits.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to connect with people like Sawyer Boy or that's Quay or one of them.
Mm-hmm.
To show people in a humorous way how these different you know the value of it and eco-friendly of it and like how important it is to troubleshoot or preventive maintenance to the car
Trust me, we only just began.
Right.
We only just began. And I feel I'm very proud of my team, everybody inside this room right now, Phil to the left. We have a lot more.
Big Phil.
We have a lot
more. You wanna add something to the conversation?
Well, you asked about it, but I was any experience with cleaning.
Right.
I kind of didn't want to say I did. But it kind of rushed right along.
Right.
A cleaning company I used to work for, like for Key, that pretty much details everyone's homes and houses before they move back in after all the renovations done.
Right.
And working with them and then working with Gary and Guy,
right,
seeing works, it showed
right
me how much more advanced the technology is, the
right
chemicals, because yeah, we did a good job and the
right
home was beautiful, but
right
we had some cases where the homeowner was so sensitive to the chemicals
right
that they literally couldn't move in right away.
Right.
They had to
let it
fumigate.
Right.
That arrow.
Right.
With the steam, I was impressed. Like, clean something, gave
right
us like the same clean, everything was shiny, and they were
right
ready to go right back in, right, as is. So I was impressed with it. I was with body working, painting vehicles and cars. Pretty much three musketeers.
I'm
the third musketeer that they always gotta go look for. Guy's the beauty, and Jeremy's the brains. Steamworks is another one, so it is pretty much down for the ride, and we're gonna see more to come.
Yeah, so like that, I don't feel like there's a lot more to come from us. We got residential is gonna be next, because we have a lot of people asking
right
about it.
Right.
especially gated communities and stuff like that, but people don't have the time. You know what I mean? They have, talking about CEOs and executives and whatever else,
Yeah,
they spend most of the hours.
Right. So they're trying to get almost like a concierge service together. You know what I mean?
So people can start to look forward to what's
set it up, get your vehicle, detail it, you know what I mean? Bring it back to you. All that without the hustle, without the hassle of you having to book an appointment, go through all that, you know. It's basically like a subscription membership. You know what I mean? But you, you pay a monthly premium. You come in, we come, we detail your car, you know what I mean? And then you don't have to worry about the payment, you know, everything's going to be automatic, right?
So it'll be something like, maybe like once a month or twice a month.
I find this a lot in Bahamian businesses. They don't think about everything, right? understand, and that's key in any business, right? No matter what it is. Whether you're selling ice cream, you're cleaning floors, whatever it is, you need to know your business front and back. You see what I'm saying? And that's where we go wrong, right? Here, as young entrepreneurs, right? We get in, and then you know what else? I would tell people, okay, you get a first couple of dollars, please put it in the bank. Don't go buy no car, don't buy Jordans. Put it in the bank. Yeah. Invest in your business, please. Pretty much. Oh, that's it.
All right. That's the only way, bro.
That's then all.
You started off with a couple of dollars,
right,
and then you're raping it every time it pays. Yeah. You know? Come on, man. Make it work.
No.
Me personally, what I would say to anybody starting, like, stop. Don't
yeah.
They complain about it and say, no. Oh, I ain't got this, oh, I ain't got that. And, you no. know, I still got my daughter in school, buddy. Gone through divorce, gone through leaving a job that he was calling good paying, that government job.
Yeah.
So, you gotta know, first of all,
right.
I would say too, when a lot of what guys say about research, and not just research externally, research yourself. Know if you can do this. Know if you can take
if
not having much friends.
Yeah.
Know if you can take going late nights. Know if you can
right.
take backstabbing from
the
people
haters.
You trust or haters or everything else. Know if you can take that. Because
right.
if you can't,
the
then maybe the 9-to-5 maybe for you. Because
yep.
let's face it, ain't everybody to be on show. No, not everybody's
no.
gonna be. But I, me personally, my philosophy is to ingrain an entrepreneurial mindset into everyone, regardless of what they choose to do. Because in life, any point in time in life, we can be different. We could spend 20 years on a job, but if we hone those skills while we still doing that, if anything happened, we could pivot. We could know how to, you know, adjust. But if we keep ourselves one-track minded, you know what I mean,
okay.
and just on this path, and we don't have no type of leverage in terms of what we've been teaching ourselves in the meantime. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, honestly, because something that somebody who is prepared, right,
yeah.
for, right, that could be like water off their back.
Yeah.
Somebody who's not prepared, that could devastate them.
It will. And it
right.
will.
You know what I mean?
It will devastate you.
You know, that would
right.
devastate you.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
This whole era now where entrepreneurship is cool and everybody doing it, shit on.
It is easy.
No. But it works.
But hey, like the whole adage says, guess what? If it was easy, everybody would do it.
That is right. true. This is true.
You got to be built for it.
Yeah, yeah,
in
yeah,
all
yeah.
honesty. Yeah,
and only way to know that you're built for it.
Anybody? No, not everybody can do
no,
this.
And that's true.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
No. Because
no,
it
no.
takes time to set up, meet
right.
people. You see what happened yesterday? We wasn't
right.
even on time, folks. I'm not a list of that. But.
I was.
You do it.
Right.
So that's what we built for. We built for legacy.
Like, do Do you have a vision statement for the company?
So Aqua Group is the holding company for Steamworks, and our vision statement is to just transform the Bahamian landscape with innovative technologies. We have a mandate towards eco-friendliness and environmental sustainability. So everything that you see that comes from Aqua Group is going to be either a technological revolution, something that is completely innovative to what is traditional, and has an eco-friendly benefit or property to it. So everything, whether that be solar, whether that be wind energy, whether anything, electrical energy, whatever.
Sustainability.
That's our mandate.
All right.
So environment.
So five years from now, where do you see Steamworks?
I see Steamworks being a divisional bay up. Yes. Very much on the pilot. That's not doing the groundwork anymore, but it is what it is now until it ain't. I see it being split up into the divisions and the segments we have it in now, marine, aviation. We want to completely take over the aviation industry, which we will be coming. Marine, I see Steamworks at every major marina available inside the Bahamas. We want to build a network. We want to be able to franchise the name and make Bahamians independent business owners. So if you feel you got the knack for it and you can do it, you can join our network. Get yourself a van, get yourself in, and become part of the deal. Be a part of the franchise, because that's what we want to do. We want to share the web.
All right, awesome, Nation. Listen, we just heard from Steamworks. Listen, we had the muscle, we had the beauty, we had the brain. Listen, these gentlemen are creating a paradigm shift right here in the Bahamas, starting in Nassau, and they already developed a five-year plan for where they see themselves. And so, Nation, always know that an aircraft can only take flight within its maximum takeoff weight. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
I believe I can soar.
Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.